This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We don't know a lot about this yet, but China is sending a U.S. citizen to prison for life on spying charges. The AP's Jennifer King.
John Xingwen Leong is a 78-year-old who holds U.S. citizenship and permanent residency in Hong Kong. He was detained in 2021 by Chinese counterintelligence in Suzhou, according to a statement posted by the city's intermediate court on its social media site. The court announced Leong had been sentenced to life in prison. Details of the charges have not been publicly released. The U.S. Embassy says it's aware of the case but would not comment due to privacy concerns. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden says there's a lot more work to do at the border, but he says he hopes that the number of migrants trying to cross into the U.S. will continue to go down. Meanwhile, the AP's Julie Walker says New York City is opening a migrant center in a hotel.
The Roosevelt Hotel on East 45th Street, closed 3 years ago, will eventually provide as many as 1,000 rooms for migrants, according to Mayor Eric Adams. The asylum seekers are expected to arrive in the coming weeks because of the expiration of Title 42 that allowed federal officials to turn them away. The mayor says the city is running out of room and has come up with other plans that send migrants to hotels in other counties but still take care of their food and basic needs. He says the city has now cared for more than 65,000 asylum seekers, already opening up over 140 emergency shelters. Many of his plans have been met with criticism and opposition.
Turkey's presidential race will go to a second round on May 28th, as incumbent Erdogan fell just short of a victory. Here at home, the average age of a passenger vehicle on the road hit a record 12 and a half years this year. Blame a global shortage of automotive computer chips during the pandemic. This is AP News. Now to the danger in Myanmar.
A powerful cyclone has flooded homes and cut communications in western Myanmar. Video shot from a car shows roads strewn with uprooted bushes and cyclone damage, with the sound of high winds and rain. Rescuers have evacuated about 1,000 people trapped by seawater 12 feet deep along western Myanmar's coast after powerful cyclone Mocha injured hundreds and cut off communications. Some deaths have been reported, but the true impact is not yet clear in one of Asia's least developed countries. Winds blowing up to 130 miles per hour injured more than 700 people among those sheltering in sturdier buildings in the highlands. Water was still about 5 feet high in flooded areas on Monday morning, but rescuers have had some success as the winds calmed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.